Today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Tes, and we're going to talk about drinking the wine for Kiddush. That comes up on today's daf. The Gemara here on Ayin Tes on the base quotes the Mishnah about how do you do a sheet of mavos, the different rules of the designate wine for to combine all the chatseros in the mavui. So the Gemara says you have to pick up the barrel a tefach. Amar of Yehuda chavishal shitufei mavos sorach lagbiyem in a karka tefach. You have to live it up a tefach in order to be zochit on behalf of everyone in the mavui. And then Rava says hani tarti mili sabi de pumpadisa amrinhu. The following two items the elders of pumpadisa they said chadaha. One of them is what we just said. You have to lift it up from the karka atefach. Idach, the other one, hamekadesh imta'a mali lugmav yatsa. The mekadesh, by kiddush, if he tastes a mali lugmav, cheekful, so then yatsa, then he is yotze kiddush. Ve'imlav lo yatsa, and if not, he is not yotze kiddush. That gets us into the sugya, opportunity of how much does one have to drink for Kiddush, who has to drink for Kiddush, and related issues. Again, Kiddush is a huge topic. We'll touch on what we can in the time that we have. First of all, Tosfos notes that mali lugmav here, which means the whole mouthful, that is not dafka. Pirush Rabbeinu Tam. Taha mali lugmav lav dafka mali lugmav. Doesn't really mean that. Eretz Halom mark in the Mefarish Perek Basar de Yuma, but rather it means what it says at the end of Yuma. Call she'ilo misalko litzad echad. If you would put it to one side, v'nirika mali lugma, meaning one cheekful, so that's what you need. Why is that? Why do we say that it's not really a mali lugmav? Uperek basu de yoma muchach de mali lugmav nafesh me revius, because mali lugmav is more than a revius. And uba arve psachim amar de barva kosos yeshir revius. By the four cups, the dalad kosos, you need the shir of a revius. The first of the four kosos is kiddush. So you see from there that you need a revius for kiddush. So how can you say mali lugmav is more than a revius? So it must be mali lugmav is lav dafka. That is what Tosfos says. How much is a revius? We assume mali lugmav is a rov revius. Thomas is a revius. How much do you have to drink? So machlokas haposkim Rav Chaim Noah says somewhere between 3 and 3.2 fluid ounces. Rav Moshe is about 4 to 4.2 fluid ounces. So one has to make kiddush on that amount in the kos, but one has to drink just more than half of that. Half of that amount. Tosfos Nimsachim says it's a rov revius. Does it go personally? Is it go by the person's cheek? Okay, but either way, that's the amount that's mentioned. Okay, who has to drink? This is where the action is in this sugya. So if you look in the Gaonim in the Tur in Siman Reish Ayin Aleph in Hilchos Kiddush talks about who has to drink. So the Shulchan Aruch, the Tur says Kasua Gaonim, that if anyone else other than the Mekadesh takes part in this drinking for the shear, not Yotze. V'im ha'yam mesubin shnayim, o rabim, v'lo ta'am ha'mekadesh, v'ta'am acher, k'mali lugmav. Someone else had a mali lugmav, kasva ga'onim shalo yatsa. El im kain ta'am ha'mekadesh. The dafka the Mekadesh has to drink. V'chein kasav bahag. And that's what the bahag says. And they probably get it from this Gemara, because our Gemara says, Mekadesh. Right, the language of our Gemara is ha'mekadesh im toy mali lugmav latsa vim lav lo yatsa. Right, that's the pashtus of our Gemara, but that's not the only daya. The Ritva here quotes another daya, which is actually, let's just continue reading the tour for a second. The kasav od I itchali v'lo toyim b'shasu achrini, and let's say they forgot that mekadesh didn't drink ma'isli kas achrina umavar pere peragafen lo tzarach ladriv l'kdushe. Maybe the words of kiddush you don't have to repeat again, but you should bring another kos according to these gaonim. V'hada mashra be'erevim. What about what we had earlier on Daf Mem Amabez? We had Sagi b'ti'imas acher. Right? We had it back on Daf Mem Amabez when we discussed the Sugya of Shechianu. And what do you do with the kos on Yom Kippur? If you say a Shechianu ala kos, what would you do? So the Gemara there discusses the different possibilities, what to do. So the Gemara's lashon is Livra chalei v'linchei ha'mavarech tzarech sheyitom. Lisvei liyanuka. Give it to a child? No, maybe the child will learn to drink on Yom Kippur. So that goes into the sugya of all of the of tasting it. But there it says, Hamavarach Tzarach Sheyitom. Sheyitom. And what about giving it to a child? Says Rashi there, Dahai Sheyitom Tekamar Lav Dafkakamar Hamavarach Duha Din Kishas Yachrini. The time of Mishim Ginayu Lakosha Brachash Lo Yen Adam Imenu La Alta Shitei Birchazal Yain, the very Paragafen, Shalol Tzarech Umchitom le'achrin eshaper dami. So the pasha that Gemara doesn't sound like you have to drink a certain amount, and it sounds like anybody can. So says the tour that the Gemara would say that's talking about other kosos shel bracha, but not by kiddush. Not by Kiddush. By Kiddush, the Mekadesh has to drink. That is day number one. The Gaonim, the Mekadesh has to drink a Rov Revius. Second day, the Torah quotes his father, the Rosh, Vadoni via Rosh Zal, Kasav Shagam, Bekiddush, Yotzim, Betimas Acher. Right? Also by Kiddush, Umi Yotzarach Echam, and Abasubin, Lishos, Malei Lugmav. Any other person besides the Mekadesh has to drink Malei Lugmav, and that is also quoted here in the Ritva, that it doesn't have to be the Mekadesh, it has to be someone else. Even though they didn't taste anything, if they want to taste a little bit for the mitzvah, as we'll see the language of the mitzvah in a mufchar, so then it is okay, just a little bit. Good. But if you look at the Meiri here has 2 days whether a katan can drink. The pashas of that Gemara, he reads it. The Gemara earlier we had on Daf Mem, it sounds like anyone did not, the only reason that a katan is problematic is because you don't want him to become used to drinking on Yom Kippur. It sounds like that's the only problem with getting to a katan. But in a chinami, a katan will be able to also. It's called a maisa shtia. A katan could do a maisa. You don't need das l'chora, but you need a maisa shtia, and therefore a katan would be okay. But he has 2 days whether it will be okay. But there is a third day. There is a third day in the Ritva quoted here. Says the Ritva, Umorizal haya misupak im lo tam echan mehem mali lugmav shetamo bein kulam kishirahu. What if altogether they drank a shir? Im yatsu, my Rebbe had a suffix about it. He quotes Tosfos says yotze. Which Tosfos? Right. It says on the bottom here lefaninu lesa. Right. It doesn't sound like. Our Tosfos doesn't say a word about it. Tosfos Yoma sounds like it doesn't work. There's a tshuva of Rav Moshe. Rav Moshe writes in a tshuva that he has about Kiddush, Chelek Dalet Simen Samach Tes in Arachayim, that he thinks it is our Tosfos implicitly. But this is the day in Tosfos that all the people there could be mitztarif for the shir. Umiu b'dalat kosal shal pesach zorach shidam kol lechanu em rubet dekasa. When it comes to dalat kosas of pesach, that's different. Then everyone has to drink a rov kos. Dehainu Rov Revius. What does that mean? That's what we discussed in the past. Pesach, you have the different levels that you don't have the rest of the year. You have Kol HaKos, Lachatchila, Rov Kos, second level, Rov Revius, third level. So that's the special din of Dalid Kosas. But this is the day of the Ritva, in the Ritva, that all can be mitzarif. Again, other Rishonim do not agree with this. This can come up Lamaisa. You know, sometimes it happens. I remember it used to happen in one of my previous shul that sometimes there wouldn't be any grape juice or wine in shul. There would only be schnapps. So making kiddush on schnapps has its own halachic questions. The biggest issue is a shir. What do you do about the shir for schnapps? Because you need a rov revius. So there are those that say, oh, the taz in Hilchas Bracha Achrona says that if somebody drinks a certain amount of schnapps, a shot glass of schnapps, even though that is not the shear that usually requires a bari nefashos, but because that's the normal amount to drink, that's enough for bari nefashos. That's what the Taz says by Bracha Achrona. So therefore, there are some that say, okay, who would then buy Kiddush? Just like it's good enough for Bracha Achrona, so too it's good enough for Kiddush as well, and that's why one can make Kiddush on a shot glass of schnapps. The problem is, A, even in Hilchos Bracha Achrona, we might not paskin that way. The Magen Avraham, the Mishnah Berurah, we might not paskin that way there. Number two, even if we would paskin that way there, maybe it's not transferable to Hilchos Kiddush. So definitely, lechatchila, one should not rely on that. One wants to have some schnapps for in the morning. One should be yotzei Kiddush with someone else, or make Kiddush with wine, with grape juice, and then one can have it afterwards, but not for kiddush. But what if one wants to be machmir and not rely on that, but there is no wine? So then one could use an entire cup of schnapps and then divvy it up and give it to others, and maybe we could rely on this day in the Ritva that all the kevimitz tarif in this case. Right, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all three opinions. The Shulchan Aruch in Reish Ayin Aleph Sif Yud Dalid in Hilchas Kiddush quotes the different opinions. Imlotam amakadesh. Interesting how he starts off. He starts off by the middle level. Imlotam amakadesh v'tam echam yamesubin kamali lugmav. If the makadesh didn't taste, but the one of the mesubin hamali lugmav yatsa v'enchdias shtayim istarefes lamali lugmav. Two people cannot combine for mali lugmav. That is number one. By the way, there's a mitzvah mufchar for everyone to taste the wine. Fine. V'yesh omrin shir number two. The kivan shebein kulam ta'amu kamali lugmav yatsu. Right? This daya in the ritva here, since amongst all of them they all had a mali lugmav yotzei, d'shtias kulam mistaref l'kashir. All can be mitzvah. V'haga'onim sovrim shemotam ha'makadish lo yatsa v'roi lachush l'divrehem. And it's good to be choshesh for their words l'charchila. V'davka v'kiddish, the Shulchan Aruch says, avol b'shar dvarim hatunim kos, modim ha'ga'onim desagi b'ti'imas acher. Right, the ga'onim agree, as we saw in the tour, that it's only by kiddish that's different. Interesting that this is a din d'rabbanan of drinking the wine. Right? When you're drinking the wine by Kiddush, Pashas is the Rabbanan. What's the Daraisa saying the words? There are other days that, this is what Rov Rishonim say, that just saying the words is Daraisa, drinking the wine is the Rabbanan. There is a day in Tosfos and Arvei Pesachim that holding the kos, Kiddush ala kos is Daraisa, and drinking the wine is the Rabbanan, and then there is a Mefarish at the beginning of Nazir, on Dav Dalet or so, with the Mefarish, which is the Rashi on Nazir, but he's called the Mefarish, he seems to say that even drinking the wine is Da'araisa for Kiddush. But that's not what we assume. We assume that it is Da'rabanan to drink the wine. So here, there is a day of the Ritva that Shtias Kulam Kabim Mitztaref to drinking of the wine. Where would this come up? Where would the Rabbanan get this from, that you know one would be able to be Mitztaref many different drinkers? You know, that if you have to drink Kiddush, Kiddush is Kiddush. You have to drink the wine. What, it's just a din in Koshal Bracha? That's what it sounds like. That Lashon of Rashi that we quoted earlier on Daf Mem Amabes. Rashi said that it's not appropriate. It's a genai for the Koshal Bracha not to be drunk. The genai hu l'Koshal Bracha, shelo yehene adam mimenu la'alter, shetehe birchas hayayin, debari piragafen shelo l'tzarech. Right, it's not appropriate. So it's a genai. So maybe that's where it is. If it's just about the chefsa of the wine being drunk, not about anybody drinking it, that's where it comes from. But where did the Rabbanan get a model like this? This is a din d'Rabbanan. Is there a daraisa that this is paralleled, that this is paralleled after? So if you look in the sugya of Achilas Kachim. That maybe is the parallel where it came from. Because if you look at a number of sources, there's a Gemara at the beginning of Maseches Pesachim, where the Gemara seems to say that even if I eat less than a kezias of kachim, there is some significance. And also, the Gemara a little bit more lengthy in Yuma Daf Lamedes. The Gemara there talks about the Nisan that happened in the days of Shimon HaTzadik and how things changed after the days of Shimon HaTzadik. And one of them was, V'nishtalcha bracha ba'omer u'bishtei halechem u'balechem upon him. During the days of Shimon HaTzadik, there was a bracha that was put into the omer, the shtei halechem, all these special carbonates mincha, v'chal koin shemagiyo kezayis, every koin got a kezayis, yesh ochlo v'saveya, yesh ochlo u'mosir. Some ate and was satiated, some ate and left some over. There was plenty, there was a bracha in the breads. Mikan ve'elach, nishtalcha meir ba'omer u'bishtei halechem u'balechem upon him. After Shimon HaTzadik died, there was a meir, there was a curse. It didn't have the bracha that it used to have in it. V'chol kohen magio kipul. And every kohen received a pull. Pull is not a kezayis. Pull is less than a kezayis. Hatsnuin moshchen es yideihem. The tsnuin amongst them used to pull away their hands. Meaning, sounds like they didn't even want to take the kezayis, the pull. V'hagargaranim notzlin v'ochlin. And the gargaranim used to take it and eat it. What does that mean? What's going on here? What does it mean that they were magi kipul? Why would they give them a pull if there's no mitzvah? That's what Rashi deals with it more. The Tosfos Yeshanim here. What does it mean? Kipul. There's no mitzvah. Amar Rebbe says the Tosfos Yeshanim there. Dafka magiyo kipul. Avo kezayis lohi moshkin yudeim. If they got a kezayis, they wouldn't pull away their hands. Ki dimu l'kayim mitzvah zachila. They would want to fulfill the mitzvah. Avo kan lohi mitzvah zachila legamre. But here, by only getting a pull, they wouldn't fulfill the mitzvah zachila totally. Kibin change shem ala kapul. V'lo hayu svein. So says the Rabbeinu Tosfos Yeshanim. V'im tomer hecha demagiyin kapul v'svein. What do you mean? If they got a pull and they were satiated, how still was that? How were they making mitzvah zachila? Still less than a kezayis. Says the Tosfos Yeshanim. D'lo boi kezayis legamre. Ela kezayis adif. V'chashiva achila. What exactly does that mean? So if you look in the Maariv Chayes here, he quotes the Chassam Sofer, and if you look in the Beis Halevi, in the second Shuvah of the Sefer, they both quote that maybe Achilas Kachim is a different type of mitzvah than other mitzvos, like matzah and maror. Matzah and maror, there's a chovas gavra to eat a kezias. But maybe when it comes to kachim, the key is shiyehei nechal, that it should be eaten by kohanim. Not that there's a specific kohen that has a chovas gavra to eat it. Maybe there's two levels. That's the tosis yonim. Maybe there's a level of if he eats a kezias, he's mekayim a mitzvah of achilas kachim. But maybe there's no chiv to do that. Rav Asher Weiss writes in the Sefer Amsachim, maybe it's like a mitzvah's reshus. He can partake if there's enough, but there's no need to. So that's where the Maris Chayis here quotes. Vagonder Moshe Sofer, Shayav Bez Nekal Kal Prosperg, Debe Emes Efshar Lomar, Bechol Achilas Mitzvah, Ne Ein Kezayis Min Matzo, Omar Achayav Lechol Akapanim, Kol Ma Shem Motzi, Afilu Pachas Mikashir, Vishayni Lechem Apanim, De Eino Mitzvah, Hamutal Al Haprat. Rak ha-mitzvah al kol koane beis av sheyis achel lechem apanim. The key is for the lechem apanim to be eaten, not for any kohen to eat it. V'im nis'achel al yidei acher, gam ke nis'kaima ha-mitzvah. If it was eaten by others, the mitzvah has been mekuyam. U'mipizel nashri yideihem, that's why they were moshech yideihem. They didn't have bracha anymore, and they knew they weren't being mevatel the mitzvah by letting other people eat it. That's why the tznuim pulled away their hands. That's what the Chassam Sofer says, that's what the Beis Halevi writes in a tshuva in Simin Beis, that this applies to all kachim except for one, as we know. Mitzvah achilas kachim alo avi a mitzvah klal al adam yuchad. To alo avi chiyuv ar kakafta de gavra. There's no chiyuv on any kohen to eat the kachim. Raka mitzvah de basar kachim yu ne'echolin. Umishiyesh lo basar kodesh harishus biyadu litzno la'acher la'achlo. You give it to someone else. The gamkein mekuyam mitzvah zu. The imkain gari gamba achal kolechad pachos mikizayis become akam akachim nisachlu. Where the Beis Halevi continues and says, maybe there's an afkamina of shalok kederech. Even shalok kederech achilaso. There's a Mishnah in Menachas on Dafsadi Tes, which talks about sometimes the kohanim used to eat kachim raw. Right, when Yom Kippur was to fall out on Friday, and then they would want to eat the seer of Yom Kippur on Motzo Yom Kippur, usually they would cook it. But what if it's Shabbos? And it would be no sir if you wait more. So they used to eat it raw. So sounds like raw is usually shalok kederech. Maybe by kachim, he says, of course the mitzvah is shiyehei nechal, maybe that would include shalok kederech. Maybe it would include, he says, mitzvahs ein sriches kavana. Those are the two nafkaminas that he says, besides pachos mikashir, which is a jump. You might say, not enough is different than not doing a normal act of eating. But maybe this is the din d'oraisa that the that this dindra abanan of drinking the wine is patterned after. So it's tziruf of all the people in terms of the shir that applies by drinking the kiddush wine, and that applies by achilas kachim according to a number of these opinions. As I mentioned before, the Shulchan Aruch quotes all three deos in Simen Reish Ayin Aleph. If one needs to, one can rely on this. B'dieved, the Mishnah Berurah says, Hiskimu harbi achronim da'afilu shtiyas kol ha-mesubin mitztarfin l'mali lugmav. Right, all the mesubin, it is mitztarif. And the Mishnah Berurah though also says that in the Sharat Tzion in Os Ayin Vav, that pashut, where is it? Ayin Vav. Let me tell you, the Mishnah Berurah mentions it. Ach shelo yisha al yidei shtiyas kulam yoser michtei achilas pras. But if you rely on it, you should still have everybody combined to drink it within achilas pras. They all have to combine. The Sharat Tzion says pashut to lo adif mishemayim akadish batzmo. Shouldn't be any different than somebody drinking himself. If you look in the Shevet Alevi, Rav Osner, he does not understand this Mishnah Berurah. If you have a din of Maisa Shtiyah that you need to drink the wine, then you understand Kedei Achilas Pras. But it's that it shall be drunk. It shall be drunk. Let's say, what about that idea we just mentioned by Kachim? It has to be, they all have to eat it within Achilas Pras. He says, V'yira Pashut, to lo be'ina shishtu kulam, this is in Shevet Alevi, Chelek Ches, Simen Memhei. He says, the davar pashudu, the lo beina sheish to kulam toch shir shdias pras, the lo matzino shir achilas pras, elo inyin sir fachilo shdias al adam hamachuy of lishtos kol hashir, ole inyin neser achila. For regarding a mitzvah or an iser, so then you understand the kedei achilas pras. Aval ma moel shdias pras the kama bnei adam yachin. How is that going to help anything? He says, I don't understand. The Mishnah Berurah says it's pashut. I don't know what makes it so pashut. He says maybe it's a bizayin a coast that it shouldn't be mali lugmav, but he thinks it's not something that one has to be choshish for, because it's a din in the maisa shtia. It's not a din in the having it drunk. is an interesting discussion. Also, what happens, the Shulchan Aruch discusses, what happens if a person makes Kiddush and before he gets to drink, all the wine spills out? So then what do you do? Then you weren't Yotzei anything. Kiddush v'tam, v'kodem shetam hifsik b'dibor. What if somebody made Kiddush and right before he drank, he was mafsik? Then again, chozer mevarech parei per agafen, v'enos roch lachzor l'kaddish. V'hu adin im nishpach ha-koz kodem shiita mimenu. If the koz spills out before he gets to drink anything, yavi koz acher umevarech ala parei per agafen, v'enos roch lachzor l'kaddish. Interesting. Bring another koz, say parei per agafen, but you don't have to be chozer m'kaddish. Why? What about, didn't we, our Gemara say that if nobody drank, lo yatsa, must be lo yatsa, the din of drinking the wine, and therefore you have to bring another one and make a berei paragafen and have wine, let's say, makushar to this, but you know, not that you would be yotze. The Magen Avraham points out that the Beis Yosef was chozerbo, that seems like earlier he thought maybe you wouldn't have to do anything, but here he says in the Shulchan Aruch that one should bring another kos. The Mishnah talks about what if you're making Kiddush and you think it's wine and it turns out to be vinegar, like the cases that we have in Maseches Brachos. Okay, we'll have to stop here. We will continue.